Syphilis cases are on the rise in America for the first time in more than a decade. And it's not just cities that are struggling to keep the sexually transmitted disease in check. In the Southwest, the remote Navajo reservation is fighting a rising infection rate. The tribe is attacking the disease more openly than ever before and is winning praise from public health officials. From member station KSUT, Eric Whitney has the story.
Syphilis has been almost non-existent on the Navajo reservation since the late 1980s. But 3 years ago, the number of infections started to rise, and they haven't gone down since. Indian Health Service Dr. John Irilu says that the majority of the syphilis cases he sees share one common factor.
We know that a significant number of these patients are patients who are actively drinking. And so there seems to be a very clear link between syphilis transmission and alcohol ingestion.
Alcohol is illegal on the Navajo reservation, so most of the drinking associated with the outbreak happens in border towns in Arizona and New Mexico. Public health officials have for years asked bar owners to allow them inside their businesses to distribute condoms, information about sexually transmitted diseases, and locations for testing and treatment. But they've had limited success until now. The Class Act Bar is a major social hub in Gallup. Its owner is the first one to allow health workers inside in the fight against syphilis. Lucy Lozano is a manager at the Class Act.
I'm hoping I won't scare anybody away. I hope they have, you know, enough sense to listen and maybe take what we're giving them to them free, you know, because it is to keep them alive.
Tribal officials hope that the precedent set here will encourage other bar owners to come along. The effort is part of a stepped-up campaign to inform the public about the dangers and ways to prevent syphilis. There have also been full-page ads in local newspapers and radio and television ads aimed specifically at the tribe. The high-profile plea is a risky step for the new tribal president, Joe Shirley, particularly the partnership with bars. Navajo Division of Health spokesman George Joe says the previous leadership was leery of tarnishing the tribe's image, but the new president feels bold steps are needed.
We were in a precarious situation, and we had to go directly to the source. This does not mean that we endorse alcohol or bars or any of those activities. It means that we needed their help, and we had to go straight to them. And whatever it would take, we're doing the steps that we think are proper.
Back at the Class Act, health officials say they handed out more than 200 safe sex kits in their initial appearance at the bar. Manager Lucy Lozano says customers don't appear to be scared off by the health worker's presence. And in what's music to disease fighters' ears, she says she'll spread the word to other bars.
I have talked to a few other bar owners, and they're willing to cooperate, but nobody has approached them. So the guy that's helping me out here, I'm going to let him know this weekend. I think that's a positive thing for Gallup.
Navajo health officials are planning face-to-face meetings with other bar owners in Gallup soon. After that, they plan public forums on alcohol and syphilis in other New Mexico towns, and then Arizona. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Gallup, New Mexico.